government will be out in force today trying to convince voters of the benefits to the nation's budget of a $7 charge for GP visits, lower pension rates, hike to income tax for people earning over $180,000. The traditional post-budget sales pitch, well, it's already underway on morning TV, talkback radio. Treasurer Joe Hockey will then head to the National Press Club. Mr. Hockey says his first budget will ensure all Australians contribute to the Coalition's budget repair job, but the government's been, criticised from quite a few sectors. The Federal Liberal member for Mayor, he's also the Assistant Minister for Infrastructure Regional Development, is Jamie Briggs. Jamie, good morning.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Not too bad. Been a while since we've had a chat.
It has been.
Yeah. What are your impressions of the budget?
Well, look, it's a budget which is responsible, it's a budget which is fair, and it's a budget that builds a stronger Australia. And what we set about doing is ensuring that we have a budget which is sustainable for the future. We've kept our commitments, and we've made sure that we've got a growth package at the heart of the budget. Up front of that in my own portfolio is a $50 billion additional commitment to infrastructure. South Australia is benefiting from that enormously, with both the Torrens to Torrens and Darlington projects being proceeded with this year. They'll begin. Also in the budget, locally, Chris, the $16 million for the Bald Hills interchange at Mount Barker is in the budget, and that will get underway shortly, and we'll have more to say about that in the coming days, about the time frame of getting that project underway. And we also obviously fulfilled the commitment we made to the electorate and ensuring that we are shutting down Inverbrackie, the detention facility the Labor Party opened, the symbol of the failure of Labor's policy when it came to the border protection issue during their time in government. So it's a budget which people will feel some pain, but the pain is evenly spread. But it puts in place a strategy which will ensure we've got a stronger economy and we've got better living standards in the future.
I guess difficult but necessary decisions in summing up.
Difficult but necessary decisions, that's right. A fair budget, a responsible budget and a building budget with growth at the centre of it. Pensions in this term of Parliament will not change. There will be propositions put to the next election about ensuring that the pension system is sustainable, so pensioners listening can be assured that there's not changes to their pension before the next election. But we do need to ensure that we've got a system in Australia that the next generation can rely on and not just our generation. What we're really asking people to do at the moment is to take some pain, a small amount of pain, for their future, for their children, to ensure we've got a budget which is sustainable, a budget which will ensure the services that Australians have come to expect into the future.
Jamie, given that it is a tough budget with a few nasties in there, is the Coalition expecting voter backlash?
Well, of course, people, when they look at the what affects me, will be concerned about some of the measures, and there will be some pain for some people who currently get government benefits, taxpayer-funded benefits. But what we're doing is making sure that the underpinning system of welfare in our country is sustainable, and we want people who need access to welfare to be able to get access to welfare. We want people under 30, unashamedly, Chris, we're very proud of this reform. We want people under 30 to be accessing work or learning. We don't want people under 30 in modern Australia sitting at home on Centrelink. We want people out in the workforce, or we want them learning. And so there are some measures which are directed at that, ensuring people are not just sitting on Centrelink payments, but actually contributing to our productive capacity, contributing to a better Australia.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the Torrens and also the second freeway interchange for Mount Barker, which is good, you know, money to be spent on roads. Is that money coming from the fuel excise?
Well, what we're saying is with the fuel excise is that we're not changing the current excise rate, but we're reintroducing the CPI formula, which used to apply. And what the additional money that takes, that'll be hypothecated to road spending. So that'll build over time, that amount of money, and that'll be spent on a range of projects. But the Torrens and Darlington projects are funded out of the budget because the fuel excise indexation reintroduction, CPI indexation reintroduction doesn't occur till August this year.
It'd be good to see that second freeway interchange, Jamie.
Well, that work will get underway this year. I'm very confident of that. And as I say, the State Minister, Stephen Mulligan, and I will have more to say about the timeframe in that respect very soon. But I'm very pleased that it's coming along, that project. It'll be a project which will help Mount Barker deal with the growth that's occurring around the area. It's a project that's well overdue, as you know, Chris.
Yes.
Certainly in the 6 years, can't believe it's nearly 6 years I've been in Parliament, that I've been in Parliament, I've been fighting for it. And I know before that, Alexander also had it on his key commitments. So
yeah.
it is overdue. It's great that the state government's finally come on board on it. And the key thing with this project, and can I say, Chris, all projects, all these infrastructure projects, is that they get underway. That they're not just talked about, they're delivered. We are delivering a massive increase in infrastructure expenditure, $11.6 billion more in infrastructure investment in this budget than previous budgets, including, and for your rural listeners, additional money in roads to recovery programs, which are direct payments to local government tied to work on local roads, and the Black Spots program as well, which is the same, where a $200 million increase in that program. So substantial increases in rural programs as well, which will help build the capacity in our regions.
I saw a figure last night. I grab the remote and sort of go from channel to channel. There was a figure, I think I have this right, because of this budget, Labor's deficit has been reduced by $43 billion. I think I have that figure right.
Yeah, well, look, what we're doing with the deficits is taking the deficit estimated over the next 4 years at $123 billion. That's what we were left with from Labor, $123 billion in deficits, and taking that right down to $70. So we're, by the 2017 budget, we hope to have the deficit down to around $3 billion, $2.8 billion, I think, from memory. And what we're also doing, Chris, is reducing the total debt that the Commonwealth was going to rack up. Now, under Labor, the MIEFO statement told us at the end of last year that we would end up with $660 billion of debt. Now, what Joe Hockey's delivered last night is that we will reduce that debt to $380 billion. We've cut some $300 billion off the expected debt because of the measures we're taking.
Fair enough. We might leave it there. We'll let you go. Thanks again.
Thanks, Chris. Always good to talk to you.
JB Briggs there, the federal member for Mayo, 23 past 10. If you'd like to read more information about the budget, I mean, if you've got about 5 or 6 hours to spare, no, only kidding, go to budget.gov.au and you should read the 2014-2015 content. I mean, you wouldn't want to sort of go back 7 years. Thank God there's only one federal budget a year.
This is weekday.